Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church in Tedalia with Go the Distance. We're looking this week at loving our neighbor. One way we can do that is show authentic relationships with your neighbor. Leviticus 19, 17 to 18 says, "Do not hate your brother in your heart. Rebuke your neighbor frankly so you will not share in his guilt. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against one of your people, but love your neighbor as you love yourself. I am the Lord." There are far too many broken relationships in our world. 1 John 2, 9 says, "Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in darkness." You know, the church, the community of faith, should be one place that we know people work hard at maintaining good relationships, loving friendships. God gave us instructions for dealing with just that. Matthew chapter 18 15 says, "If your brother sins against you, you go and you show him his fault, and just between the two of you, if he listens to you, you have won your brother over." This is not insisting on your own rights. You know, this is being a good neighbor. Someone once said that being a good neighbor is that person will look at your vacation pictures all evening without telling you he's been there too. I dare you this week to love your neighbor. To love like you've never loved them before, and show them who Christ is in you. This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church, asking you to go the distance in Christ.